Aha! Aha! What do you know from funny, you bastard?
The Jell-O Program, starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston and Phil Harris and his orchestra.
Thank you, thank you. This is Groucho Marx. Well, here I am, stepping in over my head again.
With Fibber McGee and Molly.
Folks, this is just as new to me as it is to you.
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Benny, this is Rochester.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. Well, what an original greeting.
Hello and welcome to another week of comedy, funny, ha-ha, on Dwayne Old Time Radio. One thing, please subscribe to my channel. If you enjoy what I'm doing, subscribing is 100% free. Fred Allen is here. We have, how many episodes with Fred? We have 3 or 4 episodes from Fred Allen this week. Cell Hepatica Review is like a part one, April 31st, 1934. Then we have Hepatica Review, February 7th, 1934, from the Bedlam Amusement Agency, Revisited. I'm sorry, my notes are really confusing. I'm doing the best I can. Listen to it and it'll make sense, hopefully. Cell Hepatica Review, again, February 14th, 1934, the 52nd episode, Bedlam Penitentiary. Is the name of the program or name of the story. I don't sound very confident in any of this, but it all aired January and February of 1934.
Oh, is Great Big Man's afraid of teeny weeny babies?
No, but Great Big Man's is running a theatrical agency and not a necking foundry.
Hello, Daddy.
But for your information, young lady, I'm not your daddy.
Did you ever see Morty?
Well, I did.
Quiet. Now, what sort of an act do you girls do?
We make hey-hey.
You make hey-hey-hey?
You said it, Snooky. Hot doings and rhythm dancing.
Yes, Eddie.
Stop it. Now, if you have any talent, I might book you for a private party tonight.
Yes, Eddie.
How about giving me an idea of what you do to the acoustic?
Then is what babies should do.
Just a few dupes, if you will.
All right. Ready, sir?
1, 2, 3, boop.
Not for all the rice in China. Boop, boop, a doop.
That's all I wanted to know. Go right up to this address.
Well, is it a respectable party?
It's no party. Just go up to this place and sing. The man there wants to break his lease.
Bedlam Amusement Agency. Yes, sir. The manager of the Hippodrome.
Hello. How is business with my show over there? Bad, eh? What? Kidnappers are using the balcony to hide people in? Well, don't worry. My new show will pack them in. Yes, I'm starring Peggy Joyce in She Couldn't Say No. Say, if her ex-husband's alone come to see her, we'll sell out for 10 weeks. Okay.
There are 200 midgets outside the building.
Oh, yes. I'm starting rehearsals for Little Men today.
With 200 midgets?
Yes. Tell them to wait in a phone booth until I come down.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I wonder
pardon me, miss. Have you got an appointment?
No. I think a midget got in my shoe.
Who is that, Miss Cass?
Hello.
Oh, hello, Portland. What are you doing here?
Well, Mama sent me downtown to get 2 yards of velvet, and I couldn't match it.
Why not?
Mama wants mouse-colored velvet, and she forgot to give me the mouse.
Gosh, I'd hate to send you for a cowhide bag.
Oh, that's silly. Who'd want to hide a cow in a bag?
Wait a minute now. Don't start that.
Is the theatrical business good these days?
No, it's so tough this winter, I've got to revive Gilbert without Sullivan.
I think actresses are luckier than they used to be.
You mean they get more money?
No, but in the gay 90s, they had to go around with wet feet all the time.
What makes you think the actresses had wet feet?
Well, somebody was always drinking champagne out of their slippers.
I get it. Were any of your folks on the stage?
I'll intimate my cousin Luther ran away to become a hillbilly.
Well, that's... That's nice work if you can keep a guitar on your stomach.
And my Uncle Felix was an actor in New York. He lost everything.
Did he back a show?
No, the pawn shop burned down.
Say, wouldn't you like to be an actress?
Oh, it's too dangerous learning.
Oh, you never get hurt until after a show opens.
I'll intimate. Papa was only in one show in his life, and it ended up in a fight.
I wish I could have seen Papa make his entrance.
It was funny. Mama and I were there with tomatoes, but we didn't get a chance to throw them.
Why not?
As soon as Papa walked on the stage, someone in the gallery gave him a feathered noise.
What's a feathered noise?
You know, they applauded Papa with their lips.
You mean they gave dear old Daddy the bird?
Yes, that's it.
A feathered noise,
eh? It was terrible. The musicians threw their instruments up at the actors.
Was there any brass in the orchestra?
I'll intimate there were four spittoons on the stage when we left.
Gee whiz. Bedlam Amusement Agency? Who is this? The Norwegian Play Company? No, I wouldn't be interested in producing The Wild Duck. It's too tame. Tell Ibsen if you tease the duck up a little, I'll think it over.
Gosh, I'd better hurry.
What's the rush?
I just happened to remember there's a waiter's strike. I want to tell Uncle Felix.
Hasn't he heard about it yet?
I don't think so. He's been sitting in a restaurant since last Friday.
Hoping someone will pick up his chair?
No, waiting for the waiter to bring cream for his coffee. Peek-a-boo.
Well, goodbye, Portland.
There's a Mr. Groffet in the hall with his band.
Say, tell him to play something out there. If the band is bad, they'll be that much nearer the door.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Send him in.
Yes?
Oh,
Mr.
Allen, there's some cameramen to see you.
Allen. Hello, boys.
I'm always happy to pose for the newsreel.
Who do you think you are, Mussolini?
Now, we come to take a couple of shots of that play you've got in rehearsal.
Yeah, that thing you're calling American Marmalade.
Oh, you mean Cavalcade.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
I'll take you into the hall here and run through a rehearsal for you. Follow me, boy.
All right.
Ten long years ago, our forefathers...
Hold it, Abe. Abe, just a minute. Let's start from the beginning, folks. The boys here want to take some moving pictures of the show. It'll be good publicity.
Oh, that's great.
Are you ready with your microphone and camera, boys?
We're all set.
Sure.
The American Cavalcade, America Through the Ages. October 12th, 1492, Columbus discovers America.
Land ho! Land ho! Hey, Chris, look, the land, and those slopes.
That's good. Unless I find a quick way to go to India, that's what I want.
India? You're crazy. Can't you hear this shooting? It's not India, it's a Cuba.
December 21st, 1620, the pilgrims land at Plymouth Rock.
All right,
pilgrims. All ashore that's going ashore.
Dennis, look, here comes an Indian.
Hand me my fowling piece. I'll talk to him.
Oh.
And double how to you, Brave.
What for you come here?
Well, we're going to furnish early American ancestors for future generations.
Nice work if you can get them.
1626, the Dutch buy Manhattan Island from the Indians.
Minuit. What you give him for Manhattan?
Daddy, I give you this beautiful string of beads. Look, these are the beads that Tia Potter wore when she went Mark Anthony.
Me no believe it.
You don't believe it, eh? Was you there, chief?
1763, Benjamin Franklin discovers electricity and lightning.
Hey, Benjamin, come in the house. Don't you know enough to come in out of the rain?
Shut the door and don't bother me. Oh, hooray, I've discovered electricity.
Electricity? How'd you get it?
Oh, go fly your kite.
April 18th, 1775. Paul Revere historical jockey makes famous ride.
Boulder!
He's alive. Who is it?
Who lives here?
This is ye old maid's retreat.
Well, wake up. The British are coming.
Oh, goody. Girls, the British are coming.
1929. Stock market crash stuns the nation. Wall Street bankers meet for conference.
color.
Corrugated can drops 20 points.
Cats. Asphyxiated gas is down 40.
General Frankfurter is off 50.
The country's going to the dogs. What do we do?
Let's give the country back to the Indians.
Yeah, hooray!
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. There's one. Hey, Chief. Hey, the country's all shot. We'll give it back to you for nothing.
Me no speak English.
The American cavalcade, 1934. Prosperity has turned the corner. Happy days are here again.
Hey, buddy, remember me?
Why, yes, my good man, in 1932. You asked me whether I could spare a dime.
Yeah, that's right. But this is 1934. Here's your dime back again.
Thank you, thank you. As you know, ladies and gentlemen, this country has recognized Russia, and I am the first theatrical manager to bring a Russian company over to appear in my Garrett Playhouse. Tonight, the Slobotny Players present their Slavic masterpiece, Reunion in Moscow.
Are you in the play, Mr. Allen?
Oh, yes. I'm playing a small part as a goodwill gesture.
Do you want Russia to get sore again?
Quiet, quiet, madam. The show's just going to start. I'll step backstage where it's a little safer. In your places, everybody.
So I says to Trotsky, Leon, I says, you are not a rat. You are a pinch.
Quiet, everybody.
I'm telling you that Trotsky was right.
Quiet, Tomaszewski. Ready for the curtain.
Say, Siegmund. Siegmund. Siegmund.
Yes, darling.
Can't you hear when I'm talking to you?
I'm very busy, dear. I've got to finish this article on psychoanalysis.
An American psychoanalyst I had to marry yet. Life is just a ball of symbols.
Now, darling. You're showing signs of neurotic heighty-tighty.
Oh, Siegmund, don't you love me anymore?
Why, of course I do.
Well, you haven't kissed me for 6 years, and you are the love fascist of Moscow. You're giving advice to the love lord.
What's the matter? Is that stuck-up Mrs. Ginsburg complaining again?
Listen, did you read Walter Winchelovsky's column this morning?
Yes, I see that Nikolai Nikolovich Kusevitsky's are having it fumigated.
No, you don't. Did you read about the royal prince Michael? He's back and he's hiding somewhere here in Moscow.
Maybe he's hoarding a psychosis.
But don't you remember he used to be crazy for me?
He was crazy about all women. Why, they'll kill him if they catch him back in Russia.
Listen, I hear a droshky coming.
Probably one of my students. I'm giving a lecture tonight, the lowdown on the bees and the flowers.
A lecture you're giving? Better you should take lessons. Come in.
Bublitska.
Excellent thing.
Well, Prince Michael, and with bells on.
Darling, you are more lovely than my dreams of you. For you, I have come back to Soviet Russia. Kiss me.
No, excellent thing.
My dear frosty nobleman, Min here happens to be my wife.
Your wife? Oh, that's your hot one.
Excellent thing, you must crank away. The police will find
you. The police? Bah! I am afraid of nothing. Come, kiss me, Bublitska.
No, stop it, John.
Very lovely.
Oh, Siegmund, stop it.
Now, see here, Prince. You're suffering from gigolo neurosis. A swift kick works wonders in some cases.
Bublitska, my little onion, kiss me again.
No, stop, John. Excellency, Prince, Michael,
some
Mike. Mickey, darling.
Oh, very lovely.
Now, listen, Mickle. I don't object to a little hijinks, but don't get the idea that garlic hanging up is mistletoe.
Say, do me a favor. Do me a favor and go take a sleigh ride for yourself. You are cramping my style.
Yeah, good, darling. A little fresh air will do you good.
It's magnificent outside. Why don't you go to Siberia for the winter?
It's better I should stay here in kibitz, I think.
Listen, it's coming, somebody.
Let them come.
Maybe it's the Northwest Mountain.
Yes, it's the police.
Bah, a fool on the police.
Oh, Michael, they'll get you. Sigmund, you must help him. It's for all lang syne.
Open up the door. I am in the name of the law. Well, speaking up. Which one of you is that dirty dog Prince Michael?
Nobody, Michael. Live here anymore. Nobody lives here. It's an empty building. Nobody's here but us.
So you wouldn't talking, eh? Uh-huh.
Now, see here, you Siberian figurehead. I am Dr. Siegmund, the psychoanalyst.
The famous love doctor, huh? Well, whom are you kidding? Whom?
He's not kidding you. I am one of his pupils.
Oh, thank you, Doctor. We're just kidding one of his pupils. He'll be laughing for beginners.
Yeah, like this. Come here, Bublitsky. He will show him.
Listen, that's a little too good for a beginner. Let me see how you're doing this job, Doctor.
Well, really, officer, I didn't expect to be called on, but I will.
Come, you're an expert, don't you?
Yeah, kiss me, darling.
Aha! So you are not, eh? You must be Prince Michael. Come along
here,
with me.
Take
come
your
on.
Hands off me.
You come on. You couldn't pull the wool over my nose. Come on.
I'm Dr. Siegmund. Let me go. You
I'll
can't take me.
Oh,
here,
back.
Stop.
Take
help. Oi, give out me the hardest poem. Oi, give out me the hardest poem.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and more than welcome to our Salapatica Review. Tonight, we take you back to the Bedlam Amusement Agency. I am still a theatrical producer, and while I'm rehearsing the Barber College Dramatic Club in Seven Keys to Baldpate, Bertie Grope will call his music class to order.
Bedlam Amusement Agency? Oh, no, Mr. Allen isn't here. He went to lunch 2 hours ago with the Invisible Man. Well, he's probably waiting for the Invisible Man to take the check. Oh, I'll tell him.
Wes, I had to take my fountain pen down to the post office for a transfusion. I'm rewriting my new show.
How was the dress rehearsal?
Not bad. The leading lady's a little nearsighted.
Really?
Yes. When we got to the banquet scene, she ate 2 wax bananas before I could stop her.
Is your leading man still chewing up the stage set?
Well, he'll be all right. I rubbed bicarbonate all over the scenery so it won't upset his stomach. Any news?
That absent-minded sword swallower was here this morning.
I know. My walking cane is gone again.
Do you think he took it?
Yes, he swallowed it last week and forgot it was in him until he tried to stoop over.
There's an actor outside now.
Good, let him in. I can practice up on my hissing.
Well, I'll see who it is.
Behold, you mangy hawker of talons.
I don't recall your spats, my dowdy mama, but your language is certainly familiar.
I am an officer, Barrister Philpott by name.
And you're looking for work?
Ye God's name, I've played with Booth and Barrett.
I don't care if you've romped with Sears and Roebuck.
I'm a villain. I'm bad.
You're not only bad, my eloquent mime, you're rancid. And what's more, I haven't any rogue parts open today.
You mean that Bannister Philpott, the matinee idol, is to be idle matinee and night?
Well, the only job here is a Santa Claus part in a new production.
Then by Mahaladam, I'll take it.
I thought you specialized in villains.
So I do. I'll pay your Kringle, but he'll be a dirty, double-crossing, no-good Santa Claus.
Fine. Chimney rehearsals start today.
Ah, what an entrance. Bannister Philpott coming down the chimney. Ha! What will George G. Nathan say?
What will Nathan say, I wonder?
Flap doodle, I suppose. He always does.
Oh, good heavens, what's that?
Sounds like a hyena's convention. See who it is.
Yes, sir.
Well, hi, McCoy.
Yes, well, as Huey said when he changed his name, it won't be long now.
What's up, boy?
Mr. Allen, you're looking at the two funniest men alive.
Don't tell me you're Stoopnagel and Bud.
No, we're Marl and Tawny.
Yes, sir, the funniest men on land or sea.
Where have you boys been acting?
We just got in on the Bremen.
Yeah, we murdered them at them there ship concerts.
The Baron, Gary, and Doc 2 days late, waiting for our encores.
Too bad you weren't on the Titanic.
Well, how about an audition?
No, don't bother, boys.
Oh, Walt, sit down there and relax. We'll slaughter you. Okay, Tardy.
Let's go. Say, Marl, I thought you were going to play bridge tonight.
No, I can't play bridge tonight. Culbertson's using my shins at a tournament.
I guess you boys must be nearer to the jokes than I am. From here, you're terrible.
How about some topical stuff?
No, really, I
well,
can
tell. Well, I see the head of taxicab Frank New York.
Yeah, it put everybody back on their feet again.
I don't want to be a wet blanket, fellows.
Hey, where are you going?
I've got a band rehearsing here in the next studio.
We'll go with you.
Now, no more jokes, boys.
Oh, you
got
to hear this, boy.
All right, Freddy. Yes, yes, Farnsworth. No, I'm too busy with the Pulitzer Committee. Yes, my wastebasket won the Pulitzer Prize. They found the best play of the season in there this morning. Okay.
Did you see Farnsworth Cragmire in Hamlet?
Did I? He played the king as though he expected somebody to trumpet.
Oh, I forgot. Mr. Ringling phoned.
Oh, yes. Tell him I can't get him, that lion tamer.
Oh, why not? He was a sensation in Topeka.
That's the trouble. His head got so big, he can't get it into a lion's mouth anymore.
There's a little girl waiting with a box of rice.
Fine. If she'll invest the rice, I'll produce a Chinese melodrama.
Yes, sir. Hello.
Oh, hello, Portland. What are you doing with that rug?
Oh, I bought it by mistake.
I can imagine. Most people go shopping on purpose.
I know, but this was funny.
Well, if you'll divulge the facts, I'll prepare for some robust smirking.
I'm crazy about that song.
What song?
Smirk gets in your eyes.
Never mind that. What about the rug?
Oh, yes. I saw a man coming down the street with a shotgun, so I followed him.
For what?
I thought there was going to be a wedding.
And you stopped and bought the rice?
I'll intimate that the joke was on me, all right.
Didn't the nuptials come off?
No, it turned out to be just a bank robbery.
I see. Would you like some passes for a show tonight?
No, thank you. I have to take my music lesson tonight.
Are you studying the piano?
No, Papa said turning around on the stool make me dizzy.
Oh, I wouldn't worry about that now if I were you.
He says I should study voice.
That's fine. Have you put any of the popular songs on the spot yet?
I sing Ho the Gentile Lark.
Ho the Gentile Lark? That sounds like a sequel to The Mockingbird. What about Onward Christian Soldier?
Oh, Papa and I sing that, too, as a solo.
Two of you sing a solo, eh?
I'll intimate Papa's voice doesn't sound like singing, and with the neighbors yelling, it sounds like the opera.
Oh, that would make a music lover out of me in no time.
I sing the first part alone.
And naturally, no one's around when you finish.
When I get to those lines, boom, boom, the gates of hell are ajar. Papa comes in with me.
Wow, a great finish.
I'll intimate. It's hot, all right.
Bedlam Amusement Agency. Who is this? The four Marx brothers? Yes, Groucho, I got you boys that job. Okay. You leave tonight for the Iroquois Reservation. The Indians want new faces on their totem pole this season. You're welcome.
I wish you would put on our school show this year.
What show are you having?
Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Fine. Is the school giving a dance after the show?
No, we thought after Eliza got through with the ice, we'd have skating.
Will you excuse me while I send for some aspirin?
I'll go. It'll be cheaper.
Good. Goodbye, Portland.
Peek-a-boo. Back. Yes? Oh, all right. Send them in. Two gentlemen to see you, Mr. Allen.
Don't get out of your chair, Miss Cass. They may be from the furniture company.
Well, how...
Fellows want to take out your first papers. Do
my
we...
name is Bingbaum.
And mine is Lapidoff. Formerly Bingbaum and Lapidoff.
What sort of an act do you do? A ghetto, Amos and Andy?
We don't know from Amos and Andy. We just retired from the wholesale buttonhole game.
The zipper has put us out of business.
Victims of the machine age, eh?
To make a small story a synopsis, we would like to invest our money in a dramatic production. Something artistic.
Fine. The theater needs new blood, you know. Do you think you can spare it?
Why, two bloodhounds are living on me now.
What kind of a play have you in mind?
Well, maybe you got another Abe's Irish Rose up your sleeve.
No, no. That lump in, is my underwear, Pink Bomb. It bags when I relax.
Oh, pardon you. I
would like something very artistic, very sad, like... Little Women, What Now?
Exactly, my pal. Little Women, What Will Be?
I've got just the thing for you, boys. Miss Cass.
Yes, sir?
Send that Little Women company in here, please.
Yes, sir.
Rehearsing this play?
Yes, but the title is Little Women, Not Now. I'll show you a sample scene.
Hello, sir.
In your places, hello. Everybody, for that first scene.
Yes, sir. All right.
Okay, a little music, Yehuda.
Mother, dear, can we go out and play?
Yes, Meg, Beth, Amy, and Joe. Father and I have some things to talk over.
Remember, children, no leapfrog. You're all little women now.
Yes, Daddy. Goodbye, Daddy.
Our little women, Elma.
Yes, darling. Just think. Four lovely daughters. One more daughter and I can get a job as a radio comedian.
Oh, Elma, that would be grand. Oh, I'm so happy.
Kiss me, my darling wife. Kiss me.
Oh, Elma.
Oh, Daddy, can we come in?
No, little women, not now.
Okay, everybody, thank you. Back to your rehearsal.
That was very lovely, Mr. Allen. I'm figuring.
Oh, that was tearing my heart and fist out.
Now, for $20,000, gentlemen.
But this is not high class enough.
Now, maybe you got something with an English accent, but it's...
Why, certainly. Step this way, gentlemen. Here in studio number two, we're rehearsing Elizabeth the Queen. Hold it, everybody. Quiet, please. Go through that scene with Queen Elizabeth and Sir Walter Raleigh, if you like.
Right, you said this I'm liking. High class. Like Yasha called.
They'll come in.
The Queen's coming.
Oh, hi-ho, everybody.
Hello.
Oh, Gadget. Stop the procession, Chamberlain. I can't cross this mud puddle.
Oh, here. Walk with my cloak, Your Majesty.
Oh, thank you, Raleigh. I'm over.
Thank heaven. The Queen's tunic is unsullied.
Ah, such gallantry must be rewarded. What is thy wish, young Raleigh?
Odd's truth, Queen. I wish I'd bought this suit with two cloaks instead of two pair of breeches.
All right, hold it. Well, gentlemen, what do you think?
Well, I think it's a bloody shame such a fine piece of goods should be stepped in the mud like that.
It's no use talking. It's a magnificent play. But personally, I like music. With beautiful women dancing like Salome.
Well, I could have Queen Elizabeth do the dance of the seven cloaks. Say, Queen.
Oh, cheerio, old chap. What's on your mind?
Show these gentlemen a bit of that dance of the seven Invernesses. A little music for the Queen, Yehuda.
Wow!
Wow!
Yeah,
well,
that's quite well. Is that right? It's going to Mr. Allen, we are ready to sign on the spot at once.
The price is nothing.
Fine, boys. This show will cost you $200,000.
Okay, it's a deal.
When do I get the cash?
What cash? We're giving you $200,000 worth of buttonholes or nothing.
Thank you. Welcome to my Garrett Playhouse. The mice will show you to your seats. For the first show in my little theater series, ladies and gentlemen, I am presenting the Scarecrow Dramatic Group of Arkansas. Their masterpiece tonight is entitled Honest Hearts and Calloused Hands. Thank you.
Send me down my walking chain. Send me down my walking chain.
Quiet, boys. Quiet, boys.
Open up this here door. Open up.
Quiet, boys. Who's out there?
It's me, Pappy. It's Lem.
What's up, Lem?
Who's been a-chasing you, Lem? Somebody been a-trying to put suspenders on you? Tell you, Pappy, son.
There's a stranger coming up the road, Pappy.
Gosh, Pappy, he might be a revenuer.
What does it look like, Lem?
Well, it's got shoes on.
Shoes on? A gigolo, hey? Where's your sister Sapphire? Is she safe?
She's still out delivering the evening's cone liquor to the neighbor.
Well, keep your eyes on this here stranger. If he is a revenuer, give him both barrels.
Both barrels of cone?
No, you mental runt. Both barrels of your shotgun.
Here comes out.
Open the door, Lim. I'll get him covered. Come in, stranger.
Evening, folks. I'm Hezekiah Zilk. Just call me Hez.
Hiya, Hez. Call me Pappy Zeke. What's your business, Hez?
Well, Pappy Zeke, we've been a-having of a feud down my way. They killed Uncle Ephraim and it bust up our quartet.
Yeah, that's anti-symphonic. There ought to be a law.
I wouldn't have cared so much if they'd have shot my three sisters. But Uncle Eph was the best tenor in Ozark County. I'm trying to round up a new quartet.
Gosh, we all thought you was a revenue.
Yeah, Hez, we heard there's a fella wearing store clothes a pussy footing around these parts. Who's that?
It's me, Pappy.
about it, daughter? I want you to meet up with him.
Harry!
What's this? You two know each another? Another?
Oh, gosh, no, Pappy Zeke. I heard you talking to him just before not.
I see. Well, boys, come along down to the still with your Pappy. We got to do some bottling for the sun squat.
Yes, Pappy, Pappy, you are
done. You say here, Safari. Make haste to hum. Show him your magic lamp.
Yes, Pappy Zeke. Just as come.
I got to do my sworn duty, Safari.
Well, kitty, if they find out you... Come.
I gotta do my sworn duty, Safari.
Well, they'll kill you if they find out you're a revenuer.
Show me your pappy's books, gal, and I'll get.
We ain't got no books. Get out, you dirty revenuer.
Stand back, Safari. What's in this yard closet, y'all?
Nothing. Ain't nothing there but liquor.
Well, I ain't interested in liquor. What's behind all them bottles, though?
Now, get away. There ain't no books, I told you.
Here they be. Checkbooks, receipt books, cash books. Let me see here.
Now, drop them there books or I'll shoot.
Put down that there gun, Safari.
Drop them, I say, or I'll fire.
No, a dashing. Oh. Oh, you got me right under the angina.
And speak to me.
I'm all right.
Hold on, Donner. Did the varmint dance in a bumpy ride? Or didn't you know it was loaded? Speak up, Donner. Did the varmint mention a buggy ride? Or didn't you know it was loaded?
He's a revenuer, Pappy.
What?
Yeah, I've seen your books, Pappy Zeke. I arrest you for evading your income tax.
Hand me my bow and arrow, boy. I'll ventilate this peeping Tom.
Yes, yeah, kill him.
Oh, wait. Don't kill him. I love him, Pappy Zeke.
Out of the way, sis. You want to see your pappy in the income tax poke with a midget on his lap?
Wait, boys. Don't kill me. I got an idea.
Nothing can save you, you meadow Pinkerton.
Listen, I can help you. Let me marry your daughter, Pappy, and your three sons can marry my three sisters. That'll give you eight people depending on you for support.
That ain't a helping, that's a ruining me.
Don't you see? You won't have to pay no income tax.
Oh, great idea,
Pappy. You've got to do it, Pappy Z.
Wait a minute. That still leaves me $400. I'll need one more dependent.
Well, Pappy Zeke, you all ain't forgetting the stork.
Stork my foot. In my house, you'll use a blue eagle or nothing.
Introducing Fred Allen.
Thank you. Thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. If you just sit back for the next half hour, we'll mix you up another Salapatica review. Tonight, we take you to the Bedlam Penitentiary. I am Warden Allen, and while I'm trying to find a way to put the Siamese twins in solitary confinement, Keeper Ferdy Grofay will try over a few bars. Boys, as you know, I am your new warden, and things in Bedlam Penitentiary are going to be different. You boys aren't mad because I raided your cells, are you? Some of you fellows here were living in luxury while poor bootleggers were walking the streets homeless. The lollipops, roller skates, and ping pong sets I found in your cells have been confiscated.
Can we play dominoes, Warden?
Yes, yes, 702. Dominoes and jigsaw puzzles are all right. But hard candy is habit-forming, boys, and the lollipop must go. That's all, boys. I want to make Bedlam Penitentiary the joy spot of America. You fellows have made this jail possible, and my slogan will be, the prisoner is always right.
Hooray!
Hey, Warden.
Yes, 404.
This is Valentine's Day.
So it is.
Well, the boys couldn't get out to swipe a Valentine for you, so we're going to give you a vocal Valentine.
A beautiful thought.
Okay, fellas, let's go now.
Happy Valentine to you. Happy Valentine to you. We're not the vows our warden. Happy Valentine.
Bedlam Penitentiary. This is Warden Allen's office. Yeah, I'm his private secretary. Hold the line.
Yes? Who is this? Judge Growl? Yes, those 20 men came in this morning. You made a mistake, though, Judge. Those guys weren't nudists. No, they were only picketing in front of a Turkish bath. Okay.
It's freezing in here, Warden. The furnace must be out again.
Yes, that janitor's in here for arson, and he can't even keep a fire going in the furnace.
There's two mangy-looking dames outside.
Oh, yes. That would be Mrs. Snoop, president of the Busybody League, and a friend.
They'll heat the joints up.
They generally do.
Well, Warden, this is outrageous.
It's turpitude, that's what it is.
Why, there's nothing...
Why, we've just heard about your hideous third degree.
It's turpitude, stepping on prisoners' corns and poking things in their dimples.
You're mistaken, girls. Bedlam is the only penitentiary where the third degree isn't given by hand.
You mean you make the prisoners talk by machine?
Yes.
I demand to see a third degree.
All right. Red, bring in 903, that gold hoarder.
Okay.
What machine do you use, an electric spanker?
No torture, Miss Snoop. I get results with nothing but this radio set.
You
here.
Actually flog prisoners with a 3-cube set?
Oh, no. I threaten them with different programs. I'll show you.
Here he is, boss.
I ain't heard nothing, Warden.
My report here says differently.
Well, that's my story, and somebody stuck with it.
Sit down. I'll make you talk. You see this radio set? I'm going to tune in on a soprano singing, Who's Afraid of the Big Bad Wolf?
No, don't. Oh, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't. Hey, listen to this. How do you like that? Oh,
please turn it off. Please, this is terrible.
All right. Now, where's your gold?
Here it's in this bag.
You've got more than this. Where's the rest of your gold?
I won't tell.
You won't, hey? Then you'll suffer. Listen to this radio comedian.
No, no, anything but that. No, you can't.
Oh, no?
She told me her husband was in pitch fight. Oh. So, you want to fire a bullet? Oh.
You can't take it, hey.
The program's going to be the same.
Oh, I can't stand it. Oh, please, Warden,
hey.
Please.
Where's the rest of that gold?
Yeah, it's like my bridge work at 14 carats.
Is that all?
Yeah.
You're lying, 902. Come clean. My report says you have goldfish, too. Where are they?
Oh, you can't take many in Esther.
I can't, hey? Where are they?
I won't tell. Never, never.
Oh, no? I guess a little hillbilly music will get it out of
no!
you.
No! No, you can't do that to me. It's inhuman. I'll go crazy. No! Oh,
I'll show no mercy. Listen to this.
Oh,
you won't talk, hey? Where are those goldfish?
Stop those hillbillies!
All right. Now, where are your goldfish?
Here they are, in this hot water bottle.
Bravo! Another victory for the machine age.
Just a second. It's the governor.
Hello, Gov. Yes, everything's fine here. Well, I had a little trouble yesterday. Two guys tried to get into the jail on a due bill. No, nobody gets in here without a reservation. All right.
There's a little girl outside with a bridge lamp or something.
Say, maybe I've won a raffle.
I'll see.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Portland. What are you doing with that electrical contraption?
Oh, this? It's a sun lamp.
Well, why bring it into my jail here?
Well, Papa said everybody should try and spread a little sunshine when they can.
And you're going around with a portable sun lamp, eh?
I'll intimate.
You'd better save your sun for a rainy day.
Gosh, everything I do automatically becomes a mess.
And speaking of messes, how is your Uncle Felix?
That reminds me, he may be with you any day now.
Again? Uncle Felix has quite a record. He used to be an old horse thief, didn't he?
No, people always said that when he eloped with my Aunt Lily.
Well, that should have cured him.
Uncle Felix never really stole horses.
Well, how did he get that reputation?
He had a great sense of humor. He was always talking about his wild oats. And sometimes horses would hear him and follow him home.
I know. I heard they caught him shoplifting at the horse show last year.
Well, he may have been a little crooked. I remember he used to button his vest up the side.
Yeah, that's more like it. He's been weighed and found wanted for years.
I know, but he's in trouble again now.
What's he been doing?
Well, he was studying to become a counterfeiter.
Well, that's one way of making money without working for it.
I'll intimate he was going to start counterfeiting pennies and then work his way up to paper money.
Now, what happened?
Well, when they made the dollar worth 59 cents, Uncle Felix was worried.
Why?
He said if they made the money much cheaper, the mint would be underselling the counterfeiters.
I can imagine. Warden's office? Yes, 207. There's someone banging on the floor of your cell? Yes, it's that guy underneath. He lies in bed and plays the trombone. I'll speak to him about that.
Well, I've got to go down to the pet shop for Papa.
Has Papa made a monkey out of himself again?
No, he was hitchhiking yesterday and came home with a frostbitten thumb.
He should get those no-draft mittens.
No, Papa's buying a dog.
What kind of a dog can help him hitchhike?
Papa's getting a pointer.
Wow. Well, goodbye, Portland.
Peek-a-boo.
Hey, boss, the prison band is ready to rehearse.
Oh, yes. I made the drummer some cymbals out of two manhole covers. I want to hear them. Tell him to start.
Okay, boss.
Bedlam Penitentiary. Okay, Mug.
Who is it?
Some newsreel guy.
Oh, I see.
Hi, Warden.
Hello, Mr. Allen.
We're from the Passé News.
You want to get some shots of old Bedlam, hey?
Yeah, I'd like to get some.
Now, let me see. Our sewing class meets at 4 o'clock. We have a tea dance at 5. At 6, the boys always listen to Uncle Don.
It's a knife.
Say, how about some pictures of the boys on the rock pile?
Great idea.
Bring your camera out here, boys.
Oh, okay. Hey, swell joint you got here, Warden.
Oh, yes. Bedlam is the underworld's Monte Carlo. Now, this is the beginner's rock pile here. I'll have you meet this prisoner. Hey, number 1066.
Hello, Warden. Going to have my picture took?
Yes, it's the newsreel. Boys, this is number 1066.
Hi, 1066.
Glad to meet you, man.
Hello, boys. Say, I take a swell profile picture. Look, how's this?
I think a little action would look better. Show the boys how you swing the hammer.
Okay. Hey, Caddy, give me that number 4 hammer.
Yes, sir.
Do all the boys have caddies?
Oh, yes. It's more fun that way. I call this quarry golf. The guards are the caddies, you see. Let's see your stance, 1066.
Okay, how's this?
Look into the camera, please.
Right foot back a little. That's it. Now, when you swing, put your weight behind your right shoulder, see? Keep your eye on the rock and follow through.
All right, shoot.
Oh, a beautiful stroke.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yep, you broke it in one.
Oh.
Thanks, boy.
Now, just say a few words while I grind the camera.
Well, there ain't much to tell, folks. I was born with brass knuckles in me hand. I started me life a crime in a shoestring, which I swiped from a blind man. Then I gradually waked me way up from port climbing the second story way.
Don't forget that old one. You finally learned that crime doesn't pay.
Yeah, it don't pay. But the hours is optional.
That'll be all. Thanks a lot.
Oh, that's all right.
Well, let's go, Warden. Got to get some more pictures.
So long, 1066.
Goodbye, boys. Nice to see you.
Nice fella.
Oh, he's going to make good, that boy. Say, here's one of our old-timers. Hello there, number 8.
Hiya there, Mr. Warden Allen. How are you all?
Fine, fine. These are the newsreel boys.
You mind posing for a few feet of film?
I sure will, boys. I'm glad.
Sort of a travelogue, number 8.
Yes, sir. It may be a travelogue, but I ain't going no place.
Say, you don't expect to break that big rock with that little hammer and chisel, do you?
Shucks, man. I ain't trying to break this here rock.
What's that you're carving out there?
Say, it looks like a heart with an arrow through it.
Yes, sir. That's it. Look at the writing chiseled on the bottom here.
We love our warden.
Yes, sir, Mr. Allen. It's all Valentine for you, from all the boys.
I say, that's a lovely gesture. But tell me, how are you going to deliver that heavy rock?
Well, the boys was going to help me to carry it up to the roof and then sort of drop it down on Miss Allen when he passed by.
Oh, you rascal. Sort of a surprise Valentine, eh?
Yes, sir. You'd be surprised, all right.
Oh, well, boys will be boys. Oh,
yes, sir.
Tell the boys why you were sent here to Bedlam.
Well, I just committed trigamy, that's all.
You married three women, hey?
Yes, sir.
Warden Allen, Warden, here's the telegram.
Thank you. Say, it's from the Board of Pardon. Good news for you, number eight, you're pardoned.
No, sir, I don't want to go home. My three wives will kill me. I'm saving here. Listen.
But you'll have to go, man. You're pardoned.
Why don't you let him stay, Warden?
He can't stay here now unless he commits another felony, assault or something.
Assault, hey, well, you brung it on yourself, Warden. Take that.
Oh, help. Why, you'll get life for this.
Well, thank you, Mr. Allen. That's what I want.
Hey, number eight. Number eight, my camera missed that action. Do it over again, will you?
Sure, anything for a friend of Mr. Allen.
Oh, help. Oh, please help.
Thank you, boys. This is a gala night in our prison playhouse. The Ball and Chain Players present that famous drawing room drama, Little Lord Fauntleroy. Special announcement, the part of Lady Fauntleroy will be played by Sadie the Hag, appearing through the courtesy of the Flapper Reformatory for Girls. Now, quiet, quiet, boys, and don't rattle your chain. All right, curtain.
Little Fauntleroy, this looks like your grandfather's house.
Gee whiz, Ma. Do I have to wear these velvet pants?
Pipe down or I'll kick in the teeth, darling.
But.
Oh, quiet now. Here comes the butler.
Good afternoon, madam. Peddlers and hawkers around at the back.
Listen, I'm Lord Fauntleroy's daughter-in-law, and this is his grandchild.
Oh, blackmailers, huh? Well, scram, you bum.
Oh, you're calling a bum, you heel.
Suck him in the push, Muddy.
Oh, here, I say, what's all this disturbance? I'm Lord Fauntleroy.
So is me old man.
Oh, no, not really.
Yes, Beaver, I'm your son's wife, and this brat is little Lord Fauntleroy.
Well, come inside. I'll arrange for the hush money.
Say, Mom, the old guy's running a classy joint, all right.
Not joint, Junior. Jerk.
Now, sit right down here tell me your sordid story, madam. You may go, Bevins.
Quite so, sir.
Well, me lad, after a whirlwind courtship and a rumble seat, your son and me was married.
And here I am, grandfather. Ain't I the cat?
Well. And this stunted lout is my grandchild, little Lord Fauntleroy.
Yes, me lad.
Well. Climb upon my knee, sonny boy.
Okay, Gramp, I'm climbing.
And you, my darling daughter-in-law, you sit here on my other knee.
Sure. But no passes, remember.
Say, Ma, what is this guy, a ventriloquist?
If only my son were here with me now.
You'd be a knee short, Grant.
So I would. But where there's a will, there's a way.
Say, speaking of wills, is yours made out?
Oh, yes. When I die, little Fartle here comes in for 10,000 pounds.
Pounds of what, Ma?
Now, pipe down or Ma will give you a pound where it'll do you some good.
You and who else, Mother, darling?
Well, I'd better go and tell Bevins to prepare a place for you two to sleep tonight. I'll be right back, children.
Oh, I ain't got no toys to play with.
Oh, here, take Mama's pistol. But be careful, Fauntlet, loaded.
Whoopee, I'm a cowboy.
Yes, darling, and maybe Grandpa's an Indian. Catch on. Here he comes.
Well, children, everything
Whoopee,
is...
look out, Grandpa!
Oh, he's killed me. Cheerio!
Now, Fauntleroy, what's that nice?
So you killed him, huh?
Gosh, Ma, he's that butler.
Butler, your grandmother.
He's your father, Fauntle.
No kid.
Good work, son. With all this dough, you're going to be a gentleman now.
Oh, I don't want to be a gentleman.
Oh, what up, money? What do you want to be?
I want to be an officer.
Holy God.
Thank you for listening to and showing your support for my podcast. If you would like to receive notifications of when new episodes are posted, please subscribe to my channel. Subscriptions are 100% free, and they really help me get an idea of how I'm doing. Well, hope you enjoyed, and until next time, stay safe, wish you well, and as always, peace.